The World Series begins tomorrow in Phoenix, featuring two very different teams. The New York Yankees, baseball's all-time winningest team, have won the last three World Series. The Arizona Diamondbacks are only 4 years old. John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants. He says Arizona should not be underestimated.
The Diamondbacks are young in terms of the franchise, but not in terms of the roster. It's a very experienced ball club. It's like an all-star team of players from all around baseball who all have been gathered together by Jerry Colangelo in the Valley of the Sun, and they play the game very similar to the way the Yankees play it. They play it fundamentally very well. They don't make mistakes. They don't make big errors. So this should be a very interesting series because of that.
Their biggest weapons are Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling.
Well, indeed, and I think that really, because those guys are so great, but the rest of the starting rotation there's such a huge fall off from those two, that their best chance to win the series is to win those first two games in Arizona. If they don't do that, I think it's going to be awfully tough for them to even get out of New York and back to Arizona. But if they can, I think they'll have their chance.
Well, they not only have to win those first two games, but you have to have 3 or 4 days of rain so you can rest up Johnson and Schilling and have them pitch again.
If their aim is to win it in four, that could be the best thing for them, is instead of restarting on Tuesday in New York, to have it rain all the way until the following Saturday or something and then commence in New York. But I think they've got a shot to do it in seven. And, Brian Anderson is sort of a wild card because he had a horrible year, but he has experience. He's a left-hander, and he has excellent control. Yankee Stadium is a ballpark built for left-handed pitchers, and Brian Anderson has had some experience pitching there and in the postseason in his days with Cleveland. So a chance for him to sort of gain redemption for an unbelievably bad season pitching there at Yankee Stadium. But I think the Yankees' bullpen is deeper, the Yankees' lineup is a little bit deeper, and the primary advantage that Arizona has are those two great pitchers, and to use a tennis expression, they need to hold serve with Johnson and Schilling.
But these are the Yankees, and in the postseason, they're just relentless.
Hey, it's interesting. Some people are against the Yankees and dismayed that they made it yet again because they always make it. And I can understand that. But the Yankees are going for their fourth straight World Championship. Now, only two teams in history have ever done that. Both of them, the Yankees, 49 through 53, when they won five in a row, and 36 through 39. And I just want to submit that what they are doing right now is one of the greatest accomplishments in the long history of the game, because neither one of those ball clubs had to win two rounds of playoff series to get to the World Series. The Yankees have now won 11 consecutive postseason series, which was totally without precedent. No other team's won more than six in a row. If they make it 12, that will be four straight World Series. And in our lifetimes, we will be witnessing one of the greatest performances that any team has ever put on. And I would think that that would provoke quite a bit of interest, because it's not a team that has MVP candidates. They never get any votes for MVP out of these guys. They never have anybody leading the league in home runs or even coming close. No, they hardly have anybody even hitting 30 home runs. They just win.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bob.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.